Learning Masech, the Sukkah Dav Chavav Amin Aleph. Mara says, Tanya, Amr Abchananya ben Akavya, Kaisvei Svarim, Utfilin and Mezuzahs, people who are writing Sefer Torah, Utfilin and Mezuzahs, Hain, the Sefer themselves, the Tagrayim, and the merchants, the Tagri Tagrayim, and the people who buy from the merchants to give it to the retail, to the consumer. Chalaiskim Lacha Shemayim, and everyone is doing Lacha Shemayim, Masuyim Echad Chalas, people are selling Chalas with Tzitzis. Turim Mikrishma min Atfila, U min Atfila, Mikol Mitzis, and Mirz Batari. Mekayim Devar Beisek Lili, Shaisek Lili, Eima Eisek Mitzah Patam Nimitzah. And this is according to Beisek Lili, who said, Eisek Mitzah Patam Nimitzah. So first, we'll start with the more of a Kleina Ara. Rashi says, Tagrayim, Halaycha Mehem, Kandei Limkar, Ulam Tziyam Litzarach Lehem. They're buying from the Sefer in order to sell it and to have it, to make it available for those who need that. Why did Rashi have to say, Lam Tziyon Letzarech Lehem, to make it available for those who need that? The Magen Avraham, and Aruch Chaim, Simlam Chesiv Chon Ches, is Medayik from the Rashi, that if you're doing it to make money, you're not called an Eisek Mitzvah. That has to be the Kavana why you're doing it. Lam Tziyon Kadesh Letzarech Lehem, that you just want, people should have Tvilin. That's the main reason why you're doing it. To make it available. Otherwise, you're a businessman, you're doing business, that's not Eisek Mitzvah. So my Grandma Sakasha, in Mesechlis Dharm is Mavur, that by Yashavas Aveda, the Shalom by Mudder Ana, by Prudu Dar Avesef, it says even in a place where you're getting paid for the Yashavas Aveda, you still will be called an Eisek Mitzvah, you're still parted from to give a Riftalani, even though he's getting paid. So my Grandma says, there he's just saying Schar Batala, he's not really getting paid. He's getting compensated for that he's not working. So Mela, what's his main kavana? Hashav v'savei did a mitzvah. But if somebody's doing it for profit, he's a businessman, and that's why he's doing it, he's not called an Eisek Mitzvah. So Mishabur brings it, Ma'alacha, Sivkan Chavdalet, if your main point is to make money, you're not called an Eisek Mitzvah. If your main point is to make them available, you're called an Eisek Mitzvah. But the Bi'alacha has a kasha. The Gemara B'Metzia Daf Pei Beis, she's talking about someone who lent money and took a mashkein, and the question is, does he have prudah de Rav Yosef in that case? Is he a shayim mesachar? And where it says, here's tuma, the malvin needs to use the mashkein, and the question is he still called an eisek mitzvah? One says, since Lamaisi did a mitzvah of lending him money, he's called an eisek mitzvah. But here, the other man, the Yomah, says, no, since he lanos him eskaven, so he's not called an eisek mitzvah. So Rabbi Kiva is the one that says he's an eisek mitzvah either way. So chayy, you see that even if you didn't have kavanas mitzvah, you're still called an eisek mitzvah. So Rishbura says that maybe the Magen Avraham will learn that according to Rabbi Kiva, he's mechavan for both. He's also mechavan for the mitzvah. Rabbi Lezer holds he's only mechavan nas atzmei. Rabbi Kiva holds he's also mechavan to the mitzvah. But Lameisa, the Rishbura says an interesting thing, and in the Magen Avraham it's not so clear because he says if your main reason is for the mitzvah, then you're called an eisek mitzvah. If your main reason is to make money, then you're not called Eisek Mitzvah. What if you have both? What if you're mechavim for both equally? So Be'alacha brings the raya that if you're mechavim for both equally, then you're called an Eisek Mitzvah, because the Eliyarab and Simon Tavkov Peches says, let's say someone's practicing Shefer, but he also has a mind to be Yetzah, even though he's doing it for both, that's called a Kavanah L'Mitzvah, and he's Yetzah Yedei Chavasei. But then he writes another interesting thing. He once says, I want to be mechalik between the one writing the tefillin and the one selling the tefillin. Because there is no mitzvah to sell tefillin. So memela, even if the person needs a tefillin, you're not doing it for a mitzvah. If you're doing it because you wanted to sell and share tefillin, so that's a mitzvah, that's a good thing. But if you're doing it for money, it's not called a mitzvah. But writing tefillin, even if you're doing it for money, the writing tefillin is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of ksavtam. He says this guy in the Gemara, Menachos Daf from Aleph and Beis, and there is a mitzvah to write tefillin. Uksavtim is the key mitzvah sasei. So mail doesn't make a difference what your kavan is. You're actually doing a mitzvah. So he says, that would also answer the Magen Avraham's kasha. Magen Avraham's kasha from Hashava Saveda. Also, Hashava Saveda is a mitzvah. It doesn't matter if you're getting money for it, even if the main thing you're doing is for the money, but it is a mitzvah. But when you're selling tefillin, that's not a mitzvah. So Mamela, the only time it will be called a mitzvah is if he's doing it for the reason he's doing it in order to make it available for people. So the Bialakha just says it that way, that why is selling tefillin the mitzvah is only if you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. Kavitzari says a little bit more of b'yesa b'yos. Kavitzari is in Simma Chayis Eisir Aleph. He brings also the kasha, that the Magen Avraham says it's only when you mechavel the mitzvah, what do you do with the Gemara above Mitzvah by Malval Amashkain, that he's Sarach Lamashkain is still called a mitzvah according to Rabbi Kiva. So he says this Chilek, it depends if it's a mitzvah or not, because he says like this, you really have two psukim, you really have Beshivtcha v'Visecha, Beshev is Nidach, and Belechtcha b'derech, Belech is Nidach. Beshivtcha v'Visecha is when Lafuka, when you're actually doing a mitzvah. When you're doing a mitzvah, that's not called Shevis Nidach, no matter what your kavan is. But if you're selling things, you're doing something which is a Heksher mitzvah, so then it depends. If you're doing it because Hashem wants you to do it, not because of your own personal reason, so then it's not called Lechas Didach. But if you're doing it because you want to make money, then it's called Lechas Didach. If it is a mitzvah, it doesn't matter why you're doing it, it is a mitzvah. It's not called Shevis Didach. But if it's not a mitzvah, it's just a Heksher mitzvah. So it depends why you're doing it. If you're doing it because Hashem told you to do it, that's the reason why you're doing it. In order that there should be a key mitzvah in the Torah, there should be a key mitzvah of tefillin. So then, that would make it ayis melechus nidach. So merely you could say that the halacha said that if he's doing it for both kavanas together, it definitely works. A raya from Shefer, that if you do it for both kavanas, it works. It's not a raya, because that's why when it's a mitzvah. And there, as long as you're being mekayim a mitzvah, even if the main motivation is selfish motivation, it's called a mitzvah. Ma'ashenki is something which is not a mitzvah, and you still want to be called Eisiv G'mitzvah, that has to be that your primary motivation is for the mitzvah. And the Kavisaris also talks about, what's it then by a mitzvah derabbanan? Do you say by a mitzvah derabbanan, Eisiv G'mitzvah patam the mitzvah? It's actually in the back of the Gemara, the Pirish Mitzvah Eisan, which is in the back in the Al-Qadar, and the Al-Qadar is in the back of the Gemara, the mitzvah eisan on that yud by Ha'elach L'Hakul Pnei Rabbi, where the Gemara says that they were in the Sukkah Shemuflagim and Arabah, and they said they were eisik b'mitzvah. So he asked the Kasha, Ha'elach L'Hakul Pnei Rabbi is a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. By mitzvah d'Rabbanan, you don't say eisik b'mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. How does he know by mitzvah d'Rabbanan you don't say eisik b'mitzvah patim in a mitzvah? He brings a few rice, like he brings the Ran and Shabbos. And the Ran and Shabbos says, if you only have enough money to buy Ner Chanukah and Kiddush, so then how could you possibly buy Ner Chanukah? Kiddush is Deraisa, Ner Chanukah is Derabbanan. How could a Derabbanan be Deicha, a Mitzvah's Kiddush is Deraisa? And he says, no, because by Kiddush, Mideraisa, you don't need the wine. Mideraisa, Yetzim, a pass. So, Mela, that's why it's both Derabbanan. So, Ner Chanukah is Besumanisa, it's better. But you see that you never say to do a Mitzvah Derabbanan instead of a Mitzvah Deraisa. Now, it's not such a big raya, because it brings a lot of makaris to it, that whenever you have a chance of derabbanan deraisa, you never do the derabbanan instead of the deraisa. But that's the pshat is, that's from a tchia. You could only do one. So, avad, it's more important to do the deraisa than the derabbanan. But by eisuk a mitzvah, that's a ptur. Maybe even a mitzvah derabbanan. The mitzvah isn't says this at the end. And Imamish says the svara, like Rabbi Chanan says, you say the davar is, because it's not called leches didach. You're not doing it for yourself, you're doing it for Hashem. So even if it's for a mitzvah derabbanan, it's also called Eisik mitzvah. It means your ayin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the ayin by Ben Sayer Meir, that says, Eina shemeya bekaleinu v'loi bekaila shemakim. We learn it from there. Ben Sayer Meir has to be zel v'sayv, he has to steal food from his parents and eat it, wine and meat. But it has to be something which is mutter to eat. If there's an issa derabbanan to eat it, it also doesn't come Ben Sayer Meir. You learn from Enish Mele Kalein Uvel Lekal Shemakim, even though it's Derabbanan Midiraisa, he didn't do anything wrong. The Vice Dice Midiraisa, it's called an Aveira, even if it's an Aveira Derabbanan. Rabbi Chanan also brings this Raya, and he also brings Raya from the Gemara Menachas. The Gemara Menachas says about cutting before the Omer, that you're not allowed to cut before your Omer, only allowed to cut your own Ksira. But Ksira the Mitzvah, you're allowed to cut before the Omer. And the Gemara brings down Beis Aval, and they submit the mitzvahs to Rabbanan, and also says you're allowed to cut it before the Omer. So Vaisis also is not called Ketzir Chem. So here also, mitzvah to Rabbanan also won't be called Lechas Didach. But he claims to say that if something is a mitzvah to Raisa, that's Be'etzim a mitzvah. So it doesn't make a difference why you're doing it. As long as the mindset is a key in mitzvah, it's Be'etzim a mitzvah. Your motivation is not as Negeya, it's Be'etzim a mitzvah. You have a din of Isaac a mitzvah, part them in a mitzvah. Masha'en came when you do a mitzvah derabbanan, a mitzvah derabbanan is not be'etzim a mitzvah. Why is it called a mitzvah? Because you're doing it for Hashem. It's not called didach. It's a muyit. It's not called for you. You're doing it for Hashem. So there also, just like we said by a heksher mitzvah, you need that your primary motivation should be for the mitzvah. If you're doing a heksher mitzvah, but you're doing it for your own selfish motives, you're not called Eisek mitzvah. He claims maybe who would in the mitzvah derabanan, because midaraisa is not a mitzvah. But why is it midaraisa abtur? Because you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. You're doing it to mekayin what Hashem wants. You're doing it for Hashem, not for yourself. But if your primary motivation is to do it for yourself, maybe by mitzvah derabanan, you wouldn't say Eisek mitzvah. He also talks about a suffix mitzvah. He claims to say, he has it there in the Kovetz Aris, like we mentioned, in Sim Mem Ches Eisir Aleph. He also has in Kovetz Shurim Chalak Beisim Lambeis. This is in the Hashmat as he talks about it. That how about a suffix mitzvah? He says that the Shagash Aryeh says that a suffix mitzvah, you don't say Eisir mitzvah by the Min HaMitzvah, because it's only a suffix p'tur. You have a Vadeh Chiv and a suffix p'tur. If you have a suffix, if you did this mitzvah, if you already ate for the mitzvah, Samel, you're going to do it misafik. Will that pati from another mitzvah? Shagashai says no, because there's a tzad that it's not a mitzvah. Rabbi Chanan says maybe yeah, because Lamaisa, you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for Hashem. You're doing it because it's a chiyuv. Safik deraisa l'chumra. Right? If the pshat is you need something that is the etzim of mitzvah, so then it makes sense. A safik mitzvah, I don't know. So have a safik if it's pater. But if you just need that you're doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah, so even by a suffix, since the ma'isi mechuyev to take care of the suffix to be yetzah, so maybe that's also not called shavas yidach or lechas yidach. But he says maybe you can mechalik between he wanted to go with the shagishai, maybe to chal to a mitzvah derabanan and a suffix mitzvah, a mitzvah derabanan the ma'isi you have to do an otzdanim a mitzvah deraisa on the tzad that you don't need the mitzvah, you're not mechuyev to do it, that wouldn't get the din of eisik mitzvah. Now with this you say, so what we had for. We started off with the Rashi, and the Rashi, the Bagav Rosh Medayik, and the Rashi that Tagrei Tvilin is only when the primary motive is to do the mitzvah, is Lamtzia L'misha Tzarech Lem, to make them available. If the primary motive is to make money, then I call Eisek Mitzvah. And we said that, and this would answer the Bagav Rosh Kashet, that the Bialacha was claiming to say, that's only Tagri Tfilin, but Kaisvi Tfilin, because the Ksiva is a mitzvah. So it doesn't make a difference why you're doing it, even if your primary reason is to make money. Mashenken, the Tagrim, that's not a mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah if you're doing it to make them available. And that's what we said from Rabbi Chanan, that if it's something as a mitzvah itself, that automatically makes you Eisek a mitzvah. If not, then the Pshat is not called Leches Nidach, but if you're, that's not your objective, it is called Leches Nidach. And that's what we're discussing, Mitzvah Derabanan. And a Mitzvah Derabanan, because the Hakul Pnei Rambe is a mitzvah derabanan, it's mashma, even a mitzvah derabanan is Eisek mitzvah. And forget, he brings a raya, because since you see by Ktsir, that's a mitzvah derabanan you're allowed to do before the ayim, you see it, that's not called shalach. And you see by Ben Sayyir Meir, that even if he's even is derabanan, it's not called Enish Meir Bekaleinu. But he claims that maybe by mitzvah derabanan, he claims about Safik mitzvah, your motive would have to be l'shem mitzvah. Now, there's another shmuz, because the mitzvah Eisan brings down the kash of the tzlach. The tzlach is in the Avtav Zayinim Abayz and Brachas. He asks on the beginning of our sugi, he says, you learn at the din of Eisik mitzvah, the mitzvah from Chasin. What mitzvah is the Chasin doing? The Rambam Pirish Mishnayis and Brachas says, doing the mitzvah Piri of Rivya. But what if he already was Mekayin the mitzvah Piri of Rivya? So the Chari doesn't have a mitzvah anymore. So he should be Chayiv. He says, no one mentioned the Rishonim, the Pesach can never mention that the Ptur Chasim from Krishma is Dafkan, he wasn't Mekai in the mitzvah period of Rivya. So he declares, maybe the Pshat is, because once he's getting married, he'll have a Chiyav. Aina, Malakabanam, that's his Kasha. But the mitzvah Eisen says, Lefivi Yisayid, that by mitzvah Rabbanan, you also say Eshim mitzvah Demnitza. So even someone who's Mekai in the mitzvah period of Rivya, he's still Mechuyiv to get married Mide Rabbanan, and Memela, he's Patal to the mitzvah Rabbanan. And the Eimik Bracha, in Mesach the Sukkah Dafyun, Abraham, in Eistet Zvav, he says that there's another teretz to the slach, and he says, who would then have another teretz to the emik brought for the mitzvah Eisen's kasha from the Hakbal Pnei Rabbi? That the question is that the period of Rivya, if he's ready, Mekayim, period of Rivya, he's not Mechuyim Midaraisa, well, Hakbal Pnei Rabbi is only mitzvah derabanan, you could say, La'ilam, you need a mitzvah deraisa, but a mitzvah kumas is also good enough. So l'hakl pnei rabbi l'mashal, he's definitely be mekayim a mitzvah of a daita pnei zakim. It's not a chiyim, but it's definitely a kiyim. And also, when somebody is mekayim peri v'rivya, even though if he has a son and daughter, he's not mechuyim peri v'rivya, But any child he has is a kiyum a period of rivya. So a mitzvah kiyumis, and it's the same yisayid l'chayr, because even a mitzvah kiyumis is not called shavas nidach. Now, there's a nesivus, simenai and day, sivkat and yates, that holds by a mitzvah kiyumis, you don't say it's a mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. If someone's not mechuyiv to do the mitzvah, even if it's a mitzvah, you don't say it. But a lot of achrayim, them are not that way. The Mikbracha says, I mean, this Gemara is the biggest raya. Why is kaisi tefillin and mezuzahs heim v'tagreim v'tagre tagreim? There's no chiyiv in anybody to write the tefillin and mezuzahs. There's no chiyiv, it's a kiyiv mitzvah. Even tagreim is a kiyiv mitzvah. So you see, even if it's not a mitzvah, it's mutl on you to do, but you decided to do this mitzvah, what's the advice of mitzvah to the mitzvah? The achrayim also bring from the Gemara in Bavmetziah, Bavakamah, that says clearly that a gabay tzedaka is a din of isuk mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. Even though no one's mechuyev to be a gabay tzedaka. Now, the Nesivus brings a raya because it says that people who are watching the Omer, the Shtei Alechem, they have a din of v'shei mechinam. One of them have a din of pruta derav Yosef. They're watching the wheat in order that it should be able to use for Omer Shtei Alechem. Vais tais, because no chiyev. But the achrayim speak about it. A lot of achrayim speak about it. Nemluei, ha-mishpat, from Rav Shimon Trotsky on the Sivas day, Seminai Vesav Kutin Tess, it means a lot of my Mekayimis about it. Baal Kabbanim, it's mistarmit to say that this din of Mitzvah Kiyumis is also Alz B'Shevis Yidach, and maybe Lefira B'Chanan Yisayin, that any time it's not a Mitzvah, could be that Mitzvah Kiyumis is a Mitzvah, it doesn't matter what your motivation is. But could be, it's only because not Shevis Yidach, so it depends why you're doing it, you'd have to be doing it L'Shem Mitzvah. Now, Shulchan Aruch brings his din of Kaisi Tfilin, Svarim Tfilin, Mezuzis, Abturim from Hanachas Tfilin. He brings a Patef from Tfilin the whole day, except B'Shas Kishma Tfilin. In other words, he only brings his din, the guy with the din of wearing Tfilin the whole day. They don't have to wear Tfilin the whole day because they're busy writing Tfilin or selling it, but they do have to put it on B'Shas Kishma Tfilin. Takemesh, I don't understand what you mean. They have to put on Tfilin B'Shas Kishma Tfilin, they're Patef from Kishma Tfilin. That's what it says. But even Krishma and Tefillah, they're part of, because Eisim is part of a mitzvah. So, the Mechaber writes this halacha, it's from the Beis Yosef, that the Beis Yosef says it's Mestarber, that the part of Tefillin is only Stamazai, but if Adab Shas Krishma and Tefillah, you're going to have to wear Tefillin. But there are Muslims that don't understand what you mean. They don't have to do Krishma and Tefillah altogether. They don't do Krishma and Tefillah. So, obviously, they're part of Ganson. But there are Muslims that is, He's arguing on the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that B'Shas Tefillah and B'Shas Krishma and Tefillah you have to put on Tefillah. The Ramah is saying, no. If you have to do your work B'Shas Krishma Tefillah, then you're Pater from Krishma Tefillah Tefillah. What's B'Shas in the Mechaber? The Gaon explains that the Rambam really leaves out this halacha. The Beis Yosef talks about it. He brings you Yerushalm. That doesn't seem to hold that way. And that's how he passes. But the Gemara, the Ramah passes like a Gemara. And Mimele, you're not only Patef and Tefillin, you're also Patef and Krishma and Tefillah. So you can't say that you're Mechuyiv to win the Tefillin, B'Shas Krishma and Tefillah. But the Shaila is, what did the Ramah mean if you need, that's Ramah's Lashon, if you need to do his work, B'Shas Krishma and Tefillah, then you're Patef and Krishma Tefillah and Tefillin. Faisis, if you don't need to do your work, then you're Chayiv and Krishma and Tefillah and Tefillin. What does it mean if you need to do your work? So the Levush says like this. The Levush says that the only time you potter from Krishma Tefillah Tefillin is if you have a customer that needs a Tefillin, he's leaving. He's on his way. If you stop to say Krishma or Tefillah or to put on Tefillin, so then this customer is gone and he'll never have his Tefillin or mezuzah that he needs because he's traveling. He's gone. So Mela, that's why your Eisim Gemitzah, Patim and Mitzvah, because this is the only way to get him his Tefillin that he needs. So the Bi Alacha was very bothered, but that would work according to the Rishayim that we spoke about, that Zemachleikas Rishayim, if you need Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, according to Taisus, the Rosh, Ben Yeruchim, the Ridva, that the only Patim is the Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, so then, that's the only case that you'd be Patim. Otherwise, how is it staring you from writing your Tefillin or selling your Tefillin? You take off, you make a break. What's the problem? It's only when the pshat is then you lose the customer, he won't be able to have his tefillin or his mezuzahs. The Mashiach, the Ramah passes like the Ran. The Ran says, as long as you're writing, and then it comes by Krishma, even if you could interrupt, nothing will happen, it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, but still, you're part there. So why the Ramah say, when you tzrich and lasis malachna b'shas Krishma tefillah, then you're part there from Krishma tefillah and tefillin. L'chayra, even when you're not tzrichim, you're potter. So he says, well, maybe the Rama means it's already higiyah zman krishma tefillah, now you're going to start writing. So that, it's only when you started writing before the zman krishma tefillah, so then, oisim mitzvah the mitzvah, you don't have to stop. But to start when it's already zman krishma tefillah, that the Magen Avraham says you can't do, because you already have the chiyuv krishma, you can't now start a new mitzvah and pat yourself in the chiyuv that's already on you. But he says, so in that case, even in the Levush's case, where the fellow is going to leave, Me'echet Heisa, you should be mevatel your mitzvah's derisa of krishma because of his tefillin and mezuzah. Cherem l'adam chatei b'shuz atizkai v'recha, he's not sure. So he wants to say a different pshat in the Ramah, not like the Levush. The pshat is, if it's a busy day, and the only way you're going to be able to fulfill the needs of today's customers is by missing krishma and tefillah and tefillin, so then you can do it. He says, because without that, it's pasha. The guy doesn't write tefillin, the guy doesn't write or sell tefillin and mezuzahs 24-7, right? He does take off, right? He has a life. He has to eat, he has to sleep, he might have the other things that he does. So avada, he has to put in his day to daven, and to do krishma, tefillin, tefillin. So what does Ramah say if he needs it? If it's a bezunder, a busy day, that today he won't be able to get around to krishma, tefillin, tefillin, and take care of all his customers, so then Hitaka could do the writing or the selling and not do krishma, tefillin, tefillin. See, I think it means like this, that the only time the kaisvei tefillin and the tagreim, the tagre, tagreim, apater, is at the time of their work. Everybody has work hours. Nobody works 24-7, right? Everyone has work hours. So at the time of the work hours, then you're potter. But that l'chayr is pashit, and the bi'alacha also names the son pashit, that even according to the Ran, hey, yes, you're going to have work hours and leisure hours, but derech klal, you have to schedule your work hours, then it shouldn't interfere with the tefillah, tefillah, krishma, tefillah, and tefillah. Why not? It's kabbalah salmach ha-shamayim. That's what you do. So you wouldn't say ashi mitzvah potter and mitzvah on a normal day. But on some times, the work hours may extend to that. You need more work, and there's probably not enough time. On those days, that's the tzrichim, so now your work hours are there, even though it's efshel l'kayim shneim, in other words, you can push it off. You'll get to the customers later, the next day. But that's the run. Even efshel l'kayim shneim, you can still do it. As long as the maisa, that became your work hours for the day, then you call the naisik mitzvah patah mitzvah. That's how I understand the sugya. Let's see one more sugya. The Mishnah, the Gemara says, "Halchi drachem b'yayim turim nesukim b'yayim v'chem b'layla." Halchi drachem b'layla p'turim nesukim b'avchem b'yayim. Halchi drachem b'yayim 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 b'layla turim nesukim b'yayim 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 b'layla. And Rashi explains that you learn after Teshu came to Duru, and he says, just like the Kol Hashana, you don't mind going out on the way for schayer for business. Right, so too, all the sukkahs, leitzricha kasev noye, you're still allowed to go and make trips for business. So it's mavur in the sugya that if you could do the mitzvah of sukkah and still do your trip for business, you're mechoyev. The reason why you're potter is because b'derech you don't have a sukkah. That's mavur in the Gemara by Shemei Ginei Sepadesim, where it's kashav levdi sukkah asam. Make a sukkah there. Why? The whole year you don't live in your house, you live out in the fields with terraces, but in sukkahs you have to be in the sukkah. The only turf teshu came to Duru is, why'd you make the trip in the first place? You have to stay home where the sukkah is. The teretz is, no. Yes, I need to make the trip, it's an important trip. So teshu came to Duru, it's not more important than a mitzvah, but teshu came to Duru says, the nishta zayvai goes the chiyuv of the mitzvah to minei you from an important trip. But why you're not doing the mitzvah of sukkah while you're on the trip is because you don't have a sukkah. So that brings us to the thing. By it says the halacha drachem b'yayim apturim in a sukkah b'yayim v'chiyavim b'layla. Taisa says kasha adam lan b'layla b'yishuv. Only in the case where a person is sleeping at night in the yishuv, and the Ran says the lashon v'chiyavim b'layla kashabo liyishuv halav v'chipturim. And if you don't come to yishuv at night, you're part of the night as well. And the Beis Yosef says of Shem the Aruch Haschayim very clearly, Halachei Drachem Yom Tur Masuk Yom Vechem V'Layla, V'Meim B'Derech, if they remain on the way, even if they're not traveling, but they're on the way, V'Makam She'en Shem Yishuv, or they're camping out in a place where there's no Yishuv, Tur Maf V'Layla, Deim Lai Lasser Shem Dir, because you're not able to make a sukkah there. So there's a Machlokes HaPeskin, when you part of V'Layla, but when you, that you Chayev V'Layla, I mean, when you come to a Yishuv, the Levush says it means because there's a sukkah in the yishuv. Let's say you come to a Gaish Yishuv and there's no sukkah around. So the verse says, you're not mechuyif to build a sukkah. The Rishayim, when they say, the Yishuv means a Yishuv Yisrael that has a sukkah. So the pshat is, by day, there's no sukkah available. And by night, you're coming to a place, there is a sukkah available, and then you're mechuyif to be in the sukkah. That's what the Levush says. And the Magen Avraham says, no. The Rishayim never say Yishuv Yisrael, they say Yishuv. Taisa says Yishuv. The Ran says Yishuv. Darach Haskayim says, Emayi b'derech ha-markam she'en shum Yishuv to Ramaf b'layla. So if you're in a Yishuv, even a Yishuv of Gayim, but you could go and get materials and build yourself a sukkah. You're mechuyif to build yourself a sukkah. So if Torah b'layla is, if you're on the way and there is no materials to build a sukkah, you're not in a place where anything is available for you to build a sukkah, then you have a p'tur. But otherwise, you don't have a p'tur. And the Magen Avraham says, I don't understand the Levush. There's no chilik day and night according to him. If you're not mechuyif to build a sukkah, just to be in a sukkah which is already there, so but they also be mechuyif. Let's say a person is holding dracham liyayin, and he stops off at a rest stop, and there's a sukkah. Avad is mechuyif to be in the sukkah. Like we said, you see from the Gemara, leishiv a sukkah awesome. If you have the opportunity to make a sukkah, and it's not going to shter your holchei drachem, avad you mechuyif. And belaili, you're telling me, if there's no sukkah there, you're potter. So what's a chilek? The fi in Magen Avraham, the fi what I'm saying, I have a chilek. By day, you're not mechuyif to build a sukkah. It'll take you many hours, it'll ruin your whole trip. By night, you're resting anyway, so spend your time building a sukkah. But according to you, you're anyway not mechuyif to build a sukkah. Elamai means you're mechuyif to have a sukkah if it's available. So by day also, if it's available, you're mechuyif to be in the sukkah. So the Chai Odom, Simikuf Memzayin Eishka Bey, says the Teretz, that by day, you don't have to wait. You come into a person's house by day to eat, and he doesn't have a sukkah, he's a guy, you don't have to go around the block to find yourself a place where there's a sukkah, because you're traveling now. You can't be busy with finding sukkahs for yourself. It's going to ruin your whole trip. See, if you happen to have a sukkah, which is right along the way, gavaldik. But if you don't, to go away from your planned itinerary to get a sukkah by day, then you're not mechuyif to do. The Bi'alacha explains, you're not mechuyif to look around for the sukkah. But by night, you already start traveling, so now you have to start knocking on doors. Now you have to start making inquiries, does anybody have a sukkah? You're not mechuyif to build a sukkah, but you're mechuyif to take whatever steps you can to find the sukkah, as long as there's a reasonable chance of the sukkah there, it's a Yishuv Shel Yisrael, you have to go and find one. That's a chilek day and night. Now the Magen Avraham is made that if it's mealtime, Magen Avraham says this, you're not mechuyif to build a sukkah. Just like when it's raining, you don't say, now listen, I could stay hungry for the next few hours until it stops raining. You don't say that. So who adin? If you're balayla in a place and you have to build a sukkah, but you're hungry, it's time to eat, you can eat. But the point is, if it's not mealtime, you are mechuyif to build a sukkah, you're mechuyif to build a sukkah in order to eat or to sleep. And the Bi'alacha brings that the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Derech HaChayim and the Nesivis, they pass him like the Magen Avraham, but the Chai Adam and the Big Deyesha, they pass him like the Levush, at least they declare that way, the Mishabruah passes that way. He's medaiked away from the Ramah. The Ramah, he says, he doesn't say how the Magen Avraham is learning the Ramah. The Ramah says clearly, not mechuyif to build the sukkah, Balayla, and the Bi'alacha also brings it from the Gayin. The Gayin is mashed away, and also Rabbeinu Menayach on the Ramam, he's a Pirish Kadman on the Ramam, that the case, Balayla Yechayiv, is if there's a sukkah in Kaim, not mechuyif to build the sukkah. But the Mishmur does bring down, if you're going to be there 3 or 4 days, then according to everyone, you are mechuyif to build the sukkah.